When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson. And welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Welcome back to the Bonfire Faction Talk 103. That's Big J. Okerson. I'm Joe DeRosa filling in for Dan Soder, off shooting billions. Call us if you want, 866-969-1969.
I haven't said that in 4 years of this show.
Sounds like a host, though.
It really does. That sounded very hostly.
I also want to give a shout out.
You should.
To Chris from Seamless Flooring Systems. Heard me on the show last week. I was having a few issues with some bar things I'm trying to get in order. Chris came through big time to help me out. He's the man. He's a great dude.
Laying down that epoxy.
Yeah, laying down some epoxy for me. Thank you, Chris. And I also want to thank Jordan, Chris's buddy, from Motto Films, who put 24-hour running cameras in the bar so we can document all of the progress as it's happening.
Like, really?
Yeah. There's three cameras just running in there right now.
That's so awesome. She time lapsed it all together.
Yes. She can watch the whole
fucking
thing.
Fucking badass.
So good
our
men.
Fans rule.
The two of them.
Bonfire fans rule.
Yeah.
Do something for me now, guys. Now something for me.
They specifically said, fuck Jay.
Because I'm doing this for one reason only. Fuck Jay. That's why. Look at goddamn Joe, you're throwing out phone numbers. Now people are calling. We're going to have to take calls. God damn it.
Let's talk to some people.
Yeah, we will. But first, before we talk to people, I want to show you something. I recorded this today off my television, so the sound is not going to be great, but this made me laugh so much. You know the movie Basketball, right?
Oh, yeah.
Christine, if you could bring up the Basketball Roadkill. If you look that up on YouTube, you'll probably find the scene. Remember when he goes to watch his Reggie Jackson video?
Yes.
In Basketball, and because that calms him down, it makes him feel good, and he sees they taped over it.
Yeah.
With some Roadkill TV show, the Roadkill caught on film.
Yeah.
And then when all the things happen, he's doing his very, it's Trey Parker, Matt Stone movie. He keeps doing all the, oh. This is a clip. First of all, I'm going to play that.
Jackson having an incredible night. 2-for-2 with a walk. Four runs batted in, and he's already.
This makes me laugh. One of my favorite laughs of the show. That the way, oh.
That's what Charlie Huff must be thinking as Reggie steps into the box.
He's watching his video.
There's a fly ball.
Nature's fury when man and beast collide on the back roads and byways of America. Roadkill caught on.
Those assholes take over again.
Dude, this guy, this is some guy on Cheaters, is a he's like a musician of some sort. I guess he's in a band touring all the time, so he's not spending enough time with his girlfriend, who is a big fat ugly lady. And he's on the road not taking care of enough, so she's been fucking another woman.
Oh.
And when he finds out, this show, I've heard, by the way, is nothing but bullshit, Cheaters.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah, I've heard it's complete fictitious.
I mean, we did see a man get stabbed on it, so it's like, you know.
There's no police report in the world about that.
Yeah,
I looked that up.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah. So I think it's all bullshit. I think we've heard this from people on the inside even before it's bull. But however, when the acting is done hilariously, it's funny. This guy trying to be upset that mm-hmm. his chick's just munching box with some other chick. Uh-huh. He goes, "Aw, aw, 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 aw." This made me laugh so hard.
All right,
I hope it's so low.
Thank you.
What the fuck?
It's the comedy of Mike Vecchione.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, it was just the other day.
It was just the other day?
Yeah.
After finishing up that phone call with you, we see that female run downstairs, run out the front door. She gets into her car and quickly leaves.
Wow.
Tony, on this day of our investigation, we're outside of your residence. We see that same female dressed in rather revealing clothing. She's greeted by Lilith at the door with a hug. That's when we get our internal surveillance. The kiss.
Oh.
That's when
oh my God.
We embrace. This girl helps Lilith take her shirt off.
Oh my God.
They exchange some more kisses. Lilith flips her hair back. Lilith takes off her bra, walks this girl over to the stairs, throws her on the stairs.
Oh. Oh.
And then goes down for the kill in 20 minutes.
This is the worst thing. This is the worst thing I can even imagine.
Dude, that made me look. Oh, play it again, please.
Oh, and the camera. The worst thing.
Oh. Then she takes her shirt off. Oh.
My favorite part is the guy going, then she goes in for the kill.
Yeah. Clark Gable Jr.
We see a female run downstairs, run out the front door. She gets into her car and quickly leaves.
Oh.
Tony, on this day of our investigation, we're outside of your residence. We see that same female
they start getting
dressed
down
in rather revealing clothing. She's greeted by Lilith at the door with a hug. That's when we get our internal surveillance. They kiss.
Oh.
That's when
oh my God.
They embrace. This girl helps Lilith take her shirt off.
Oh my God.
They exchange some more kisses. Lilith flips her hair back. Lilith takes off her bra, walks this girl over to the stairs, throws her on the stairs.
Oh.
I like that they at least cast it realistically.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's fake, they're like, who would this ugly asshole date? And they're like, this tub of shit.
So great.
You know what I mean?
It's so great. Yeah, and he's like, have you been drinking? She's like, yeah, a little. When she gets her, she is such a mess.
Is this show still on?
No, it died with him. However...
What do you mean it died with him?
He's dead. The guy.
The red face
Clark Gable. No, Clark Gable Jr.
Clark
Gable
III. First of all, he's the third descendant of Clark Gable.
Yes, right? Grandson? Great-grandson?
It's got to be great-grandson at this point. Jesus.
But he's just like an L.A. shithead.
What did he die from?
Drugs.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a fucking dope. But
was it he created the show?
No, it goes back to Tommy Grand.
That's right. Okay.
Joey Greco?
Yes.
Is the one who got stabbed.
I think Greco's the one I remember.
And then it went to Clark Gable Jr. And then he died. Someone did take over after him, but I don't know where they're available. Peter Guns.
Ooh. All right.
The rapper.
That? Oh, like Lord Tariq and Peter Guns?
Peter Guns, the rapper, took it over. Who, by the way, notoriously, I think, is always in trouble for cheating on like those Love and Hip Hop shows. Here's what's really funny about that and annoying. I asked to be thrown into the mix for roasting cheaters when this guy died. And they were like, they're not doing it again, my agent told me. And then it's Peter Guns doing it.
Peter Guns is in there. Where'd you get this clip from?
My TV. Oh, I DVR.
Oh, you had to like shoot this with your phone off of your
TV. It's my phone. That's why it sounds so
funky.
I was
like, yeah, but nothing on YouTube. Nothing. They just don't have...
On Peter Guns?
I just mean on the show, period. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No,
so you can find it.
It comes on TV. This is me filming it off my television.
No, that's what I'm saying. So they're still showing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think MTV2 shows them late night.
I didn't mean
are
they still making it. I just meant are they still showing it?
Yes, of course.
Oh,
they still show it, yeah.
Okay.
But they don't, there's no, it ends at like 2018.
That is wild, man. The stuff that's still out there, I haven't had cable in... I'm not exaggerating, dude. At least 10 years. It's got to be at least 10 years at this point. I have no idea how much shit is still out there, you know?
Do you want to hate a guy more than anyone you've ever hated in your life, and he's dead? It's Clark Gable. Watch, bring up any of his intros, outros. He makes it so dramatic himself. He like stands sideways and be like, "Hi, I'm Clark Gable," and he falls out of picture. When he falls, he goes, he like leads with his body.
Ooh,
he is a dildo.
He was trying to be. He wasn't going to be the next AJ Benza.
Well, he's the only one that's ever jumped in and like he's gotten physical a couple times.
Ooh,
in
I
it.
Like it.
Yeah, but it's bullshit.
Whatever happened to AJ Benza?
Christ only knows. I bet he's super right wing or some nutty shit like that. Probably. Oh no, probably not because he hates Trump.
Yeah.
Because Trump fucked his chick.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, wow, that was a big Howard Stern dilemma. And this Trump, well before he became president, in a phone call going like, I guess she liked it. And she said it was so it was much larger than you.
Did you see the Trump interview on Fox News where Greg Gutfeld's interviewing him?
Mm-mm.
And he asked him about it's a recent interview. Who's the guy that the Facebook guy, Mark who?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Greg Gutfeld goes, "What's your relationship with Mark Zuckerberg?" And Trump just goes, "He used to come to the White House to kiss my ass." I'm like, that is son of a bitch is funny.
He really is. He's got it.
All right, go ahead.
On Cheaters.
Welcome to another heart-pounding, relationship-crushing episode of Cheaters. Our first visits Lizette O'Reilly, an Army reservist who comes to Cheaters with hurt feelings and suspicions about her boyfriend's recent actions.
He is a queef.
So I met Nick.
Not to speak ill of the dead.
I like how she appears like a ghost.
Yeah, well, and now it's when they haunting. Fight, though, let's see where the fight goes. Go all the way to the end of the fight. Let's get the scrap going.
This reminds me of the stuff.
Deep down.
The format of one of my favorite styles of TV shows, which is real accounts of hauntings. You know what I mean? Where they'll do like dramatizations of like, I had a demon in my house, you know? That stuff.
It's so funny how much I love horror and how much I can't stomach reality shows that try to examine the paranormal.
I don't mean reality shows. I mean like almost like an America's Most Wanted style show where they reenact the hauntings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. What is someone dragging an anchor?
Yeah. Not like Ghost Hunters.
Yeah. Look at him. Oh, is this Lesbo fighting? She's dating a guy. They've done it. This is a lot of the woke shit on the show, too, is have a girl, like, beat up a guy on the show.
Woke? 2018? They were already getting... I guess so, right?
Who the hell are you? Oh, his wife. I'm sorry. He f***ed me last week on Friday. Oh, bad.
She's an Army reservist. She don't take no shit.
Serious
who's
right
the,
now?
Who's he cheating with? The Army girl or the other one?
He's cheating
the Army
with this
girl's
one.
The wife.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, let's hear the mother story, then. Let's go. Oh, what are you... Bodyguard? You're gonna be his bodyguard, huh?
Christ almighty. That girl's supposed to be defending our freedoms.
Oh my god.
Oh Christ almighty. Oh, her boardwalk magician boyfriend.
So you had no...
Look at the way this guy is dressed. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Jesus Christ. Where does this take place? Texas? This episode is Texas, I guess? In the Texas neon on the wall.
Oh, can I give a quick just to the world? Because there's only one more episode left of season two. So you could binge the shit out of it. And there's some episodes that are kind of corny and weird, but it's a well done show. Wu-Tang Clan and American Saga.
It's awesome.
You watch it, Lou?
No.
It's so good.
I haven't seen season two yet. Is it good?
Now they've gotten past the bullshit of like dramatizing their lives beforehand.
Right.
I mean, they had that like Ghostface Killer and. Where that on the show right now couldn't possibly happen if these guys actually shot at each other's mothers and families. Like, genuine...
Well, they have the whole scene on the Staten Island Ferry where they have to, like, overcome that.
I'm not arguing that. That's what they did in the show, because eventually those two were almost, like, known as, like, the duo of the thing. So they had to dramatize how big of a deal it was for them to come together. Nothing happened like that. There's nothing like that that's ever happened. That's they did that for drama. But now they're just in like the putting the songs together and like the radio shit they did and like how they got seen.
Right.
And like strong arming a guy and then begging people to let them like perform and stuff. It's been really good. I really like it a lot.
I loved it. Yeah, Keith. I remember
you watched it all.
I loved the first season. I didn't see the second season yet. But I remember Keith Robinson said about the first season. He's like, "Oh, it's like the Avengers. I love it."
Yeah.
Like, watching them like come together.
Yeah.
You know?
And just how long like It's good. It's good. Season two had a really good ups and downs so far.
Hey, well,
some twists and turns. And maybe a little, and maybe you learn a little something about yourself.
How about ins and outs?
Some ins and outs.
All right, all right.
We're at it, so now we have Radio Andy's just news in general.
Oh Jesus Christ! We're still not done with Andy.
Gay news is a wrap.
He really is carrying us today. This is great.
Actually,
this
what I want to see, I wonder if this is even in here. What I'd like to see for you said there's a thing going around on Instagram, a white supremacist.
There is. I mean, there's. It's not in any way, shape, or form funny. It's disturbing. I mean, it's not like I watch it. I'm like, ugh. Like I just mean like he's just a lunatic white supremacist screaming awful shit at a dude.
What kind of awful shit? What's he saying?
I'm not.
You don't have to bring it up. No. I'm saying what's it anti everybody? Is it anti black?
Like,
Jewish?
Like he says something like the precursor to the video is apparently he says something racist and fucked up to a black guy, and the black guy starts taping him. Mm-hmm. And he's following him, and he's just like, what's your problem, man? Like, say it again. And the dude starts launching hard ends, hard R ends. And he's like, Sig Heil.
Hard registered nurses?
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Oh, my God.
He's doing the Sig Heil.
How dare he? They've been our heroes these past 2 years.
He's walking and doing the Sig Heil. He's screaming, like, white power.
Damn.
It's wild, man. It's wild.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, Jacob, there is nothing wrong with that, you fucking racist. I get you. Wink, wink. This is more of a skank subject.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Jacob, no. Jacob, stop. Stop it.
So what's in Andy's regular news?
Randy's regular news.
I mean, this video should have made the regular news.
Meghan McCain recalls toxic and purposeful hostility. That purposeful.
You dumb shit.
Yeah, I really that word got me hard.
I was like, "Whoa, where
this
are
is
you?"
This is a real flip. This is usually me correcting Dan. I don't like it on this side. You know what? Now that I hear it out loud, I don't like it.
I've got some apologies to make.
Let's see. Meghan McCain recalling toxic and purposeful hostility that led to departure from The View. Toxic and purposeful.
What was her hostility on The View?
Everyone.
I thought they just like disagreed politically. Was she toxic on there?
No. She's recalling the other people were hostile towards her on The View.
I thought you meant she was like recalling it. Like, I take it back. I'm sorry.
Everyone's talking about politics too much. That's all it is.
Remember when The View... Dude, you know what's crazy? There's a Norm Macdonald clip of The View where he's making jokes about Bill Clinton being a murderer. And it's early View when they were still like on the couches.
Yeah.
And they're like, they reprimand him. And they're like, this is not the place to discuss that sort of thing. You're here to promote your show, and you're here to be funny. And it's like, that's what The View used to be. It used to be like a Gavin with the ladies kind of thing. And now it's like hardcore politics.
Hardcore
man.
Politics.
It's wild.
Everything's becoming. I feel terrible for Howard Stern. I've been listening live again since he's been back. And it's like, he was even gone for like 2 months. And he's still, the second he comes back, everyone's like, COVID. The vaccine people, unvaccinated people, calls every day for like a 30-minute phone call of like a woman saying, we're just not doing the right things here in this country. It's just like everything's like, oh my God, please just do funny stuff.
Well, don't feel bad for him. That's his decision. I mean, you know, it's not
no,
like he's
but I mean, it's
being
brought to him. No, I know, but I think he just gets lured into the conversation. I think it means a lot to him. Okay. The conversation, so it's like he just can't be like, he's just always off track of like being funny in lieu of like discussing COVID and shit. It's like, please, dude, you're
it's
the
depressing,
best.
Man.
It's not his. I don't think it's his fault. I think he's like completely like taken into it. I don't think he's meaning to.
And it's
I
not
think...
like you don't agree with him. It's just that you don't want to hear it. You would rather hear something funny.
It's like 2 weeks from to get to like Gary has a compilation of Karens he wanted to play, which I'm like, oh, I like to hear Stern's take on the Karen. It's like they just never get to it for like days and days because they keep pushing it off. But it's always like pushed off for COVID stuff.
Yeah, that's
Leave
a bummer.
Leave Howard alone about COVID. Let him be funny.
That's a bummer, man. That's a bummer.
Yeah.
When he did do the Karens, he had our girl on. You remember this girl?
You're about to get fucking motherfucking energetically punched, bitch.
Bonfire did it first.
Right?
Who's that?
She's Mrs. Bonfire 2018.
Oh, all right.
You fucking retard.
This was a lady who was outside of her kid's school. She clearly has a mental problem. And they didn't want her, like, she couldn't, like, take pictures and hang around the schoolyard.
For obvious reasons.
They asked her to leave. And that's her melting down.
Psychopathic principle. I am psycho about the fucking protection of fucking children. Psycho about it.
Psycho.
Here's the fucking deal, you fucking piece of shit. Get the fuck off of my fucking Facebook.
Wow. Yeah, she was upset. All right.
Jeez.
Sounds
wild.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Buenos notte, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled babbel.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tori Spelling was spotted outside of a lawyer's office, and signs are pointing to a divorce from Dean. Oh!
Boo! Hiss.
Speaking of booing and hissing and oh, that's Wendy Williams is back, but I think someone else is hosting it now.
That's what I heard. I don't know who, though.
Wait, what?
Wendy Williams show came back, finally. It's been off for months.
It's still called the Wendy Williams show, but she's not there?
She's not there. She got COVID at one point, right?
Yep.
And then, but that would be over by now.
Yeah, but she also has that other thing.
What?
She has that, like...
Fat leg disease?
No. Her legs are twigs.
No, you're wrong about that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
She looks like she's, like, so skinny with huge boobs.
She is, like, much smaller than her boob, her big, crazy, fake boobs. But her legs, she has something where it's, like, she gets...
Oh, she really is with leg disease, you mean?
I don't know if it's disease, but it gets disease. It looks like tree trunks, her legs, yeah.
She's got that thing that Rodney Dangerfield had that makes, like, your eyes bulgy. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, see, she has to sit in those things.
Oh, shit.
Yo,
because that sucks.
I got a breaking news. Someone we know sucks. Is taking over the show.
We know?
Permanently?
Yeah.
Is taking over Wendy Williams' show permanently?
I don't know permanently, but remember Bevy Smith?
Yeah. Oh.
Who used to sit in the studio before we came in. I think she's taking over.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think that place is going to smell like too much perfume, too?
Yeah.
Don't worry. She doesn't listen. Yeah, okay. You can't really see any of these, but these legs. But yeah, she has to do stuff to her legs. So Bevy Smith can take over while she's not there.
It's going
to
be a bunch of people, including Elizabeth Wagmeister, Michael Yo.
Well, actually, it says so it's new co-host.
So it's going to be like The View. It's going to be like five people or something?
No. I think one person a day or something. They'll probably transfer. Or is it going to be all of them? Michael Yo. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. You're the one who watches this. None of us watch it.
Yeah, who are these people? Elizabeth Wagmeister.
Who the fuck is that?
That sounds like a fucking a sexy athletics girl from school.
Who is that?
Hey, Liz Wagmeister.
Hey, Wagmeister. What are you doing tonight? You want to go to the dance?
Oh, it's a four-person panel. That's what it is.
Like I said, Jay.
Yeah.
The View.
They're doing another View. They're doing
that is a diverse view panel they got going there.
They're doing a non-threatening black view.
Wait, who was Michael Yo again?
He's a comic.
He was a comic, but now he was.
That's right.
He was a comic. He was on America's Got Talent. Now I thought he was a professional crier, but that was just because he never stopped crying when he was on America's Got Talent.
He's the guy that cried
nonstop.
Yeah, okay,
nonstop. He cried.
Right, I remember now.
The kid who got the X from Simon in the finals of America's Got Talent doing comedy didn't cry.
Is an X bad?
Yeah, Simon just whacked an X on him in the middle of his finals appearance because it just wasn't going good.
Oh, God.
Anyway, it was really shitty.
How far did Josh get, Blue?
Him and Gina Brion both got to the top 10.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, nice.
Yeah, they both did great.
Winslow?
Michael Winslow booted pretty early, but he's going to be at Comic-Con soon, so that's good.
Northeast
Comic-Con.
What's that mean? What's Northeast Comic-Con?
Well, buddy, their
the lineup is all fucked up. It's right. A horrible lineup. We had better hangs when we used to do...
Rascals.
Dude, I'm telling you, Rascals, leaps and bounds better than this lineup. Yeah, this lineup is a fucking mess.
Fucking kicked it with Doug Bradley and Sid Haig.
Look at their public schedule.
Oh, boy.
It's a spreadsheet.
It's a spreadsheet.
Right, a lady from Godzilla Kong who had all
Robert Wool showing up.
I wouldn't mind Wool. I wouldn't mind meeting Wool.
You taking a trip for just Wool?
No, Billy West. Cool, right?
It's fine.
Jesus Christ, this tapers off. Kristen DeBell,
right?
Nicholas Brendan. Wait, Lisa London. I think I know. Nope. Francois Clemens. From Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Dude, the whole thing's a mess.
Cowboy Mac Bell from the Joe Perry Project. Who is that?
Fuck only knows. I'd rather just have a 3-hour conversation with Michael Winslow than meet any of these other people.
I remember once...
Hang on, my car won't start, Joe. Oh, there it is. Hang on, it just turned over. Oh, hang on, we're going. We're taking off.
I thought that was the beginning of Wipeout.
I really can't believe it, though. This is my schedule. Like, I can't imagine...
Oh, this stupid hoopty car that I have? Why won't it ever start for me?
I can't imagine for an event posting a schedule.
Hang on, Christine, please. I'm trying to start my car. Oh, there it is. Oh, there. Listen to that kitten purr.
Okay.
Whoa! 0-60. Hang on, honk. Get out of the way.
This is... This is the worst lineup I've ever seen.
Ever
for Comic-Con.
Well, Cowboy Mock Bell's going to be there.
I remember once.
By the way, I always like to point out, we pointed this out yesterday when we brought this page up. You're like, who's Cowboy Mock Bell? Click it. It's not a clickable link. They just changed the font and color to look like a clickable link.
Wait, this is the lineup on the website? This is what it looks like on the website?
Yeah.
I thought you had like an insider Word file.
That's what I send this to. You send this to a designer.
Yeah.
And you create a professional schedule to put out.
Oh, my God.
They just put out their Google sheet.
I remember.
I hope Winslow's charging $7,000 per autograph because. Go ahead.
It's file edit view insert format data tool at the top.
Me and.
So you can open up a different file if you'd like.
No. Edit? No. It's not.
Me and.
File new? Spreadsheet? What does this do?
You can
open a new spreadsheet.
Pat Walsh and I one time, we went to the Mile High Horror Fest in Denver, Colorado to do a live screening of Maniac Cop 2 for our podcast. And we got there really late on Friday, and I remember we were walking through the floor, whatever the fuck it's called. And a lot of people weren't at their tables. And we walked by a table. So we just see the sign of who was there or will be there tomorrow. And we walked by a table. It just had a guy's name. And it said, featured in Final Destination 5. And Pat goes, this is a dark circuit, Joe.
Dude, it's a dark world.
We took a car to the airport with the twins from The Shining. They're like 55 now. They're very nice, but it was just like, it's so odd. It's just odd.
No, it is. That's the idea. But then you could go, then you do weird things. They're so sad that you could actually like, hey, remember the guy who got killed third in Halloween 2? He goes, I don't know. Me and him fucked this fat girl together.
I got rip roaring drunk with he's coming back now. He's in the Chucky series, but
Doug Bradley?
No, the kid from Child's Play, the original kid.
Yeah.
He came to my room.
Yeah.
Like him and a bunch of girls when I was at Rascals, and we got real fucking drunk. He was very nice.
What the new Chucky has everybody in it, right?
Yeah, everybody came back. That's I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
It's a series, right?
Yeah, it's a series.
Did it get released all at once? One of those deals?
I don't think so. It's on Sci-Fi. I think it's coming out weekly. I was at a Versus the other night at the Barclay, and they were really advertising heavy for Chucky.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep hearing Zach Amico keeps telling me. He's one of my go-to horror guys.
Yeah, Zach is a fountain of horror knowledge.
How about this fun fact, Joe? Mm-hmm. Mary Kay Letourneau, she was in the news this week about how she regrets the relationship, finally regrets fucking a 13-year-old Hispanic boy with a mustache all these years.
Weren't they the ones that got married, though?
I think so, right?
When she got out of jail?
Yeah.
I thought they had like a happy family and stuff.
They did, but eventually he was Hispanic. No, I'm kidding. But eventually, if you wait long enough, that kid was Hispanic. Now, I don't know what happened. She's a maniac.
They seemed so weirdly happy. I was like, I guess this was meant to be in like
there's plenty of maniacs who could find like thinking like, oh, what's so weird? Again, to me, it's the always, we've talked about this before, I think, me and you. I fucking hate when people present weird things they're into and not own the weirdness of it.
Right.
Of course. I know. It's like a pretty wild or outlandish thing that I'm into, but I'm into it. People always go like, what?
Yeah.
What, you guys don't all fuck dogs and people?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm crazy.
Yeah. No,
like,
yeah, you are.
Instead of going like, yeah, that's pretty wild.
It's weird. But she's definitely the one, she's the original. She's like the Beatles of this shit,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
At least
as far as it coming out.
But he still looks like a 14-year-old Puerto Rican kid.
No, he really does. But I mean, he aged rough.
Well, I mean, it's funny now that it's breaking up, now that she looks truly like an older woman.
She was hot, right?
Yes. And now suddenly she looks like a woman who's about 50, 55, and he was probably like, see you later.
Hey, Billy, would you do me a favor and bring me my heating pad? Ay, 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 Mizzy Letourneau. How many times I gotta do this?
Why are your bones so hurty and painful all the time? The other day, I rub Asper cream on your elbows and hands, and then I touched my eye, and then I had Asper cream in my eye. I had to go to the urgent care center, Mr. Turno.
Jesus. Whoa, dude. She was smoked, dude.
Yeah, she was cute.
Ooh.
And he was getting it.
Yeah, dude. She was smoked, dude.
Now they're an old dusty couple. Look at that. We talked about fucking...
Chucky?
Yeah. Fucking Fear Fest.
What do you... Yeah, what the fuck is Fear Fest? Oh, that's AMC is doing Fear... Ugh, God. Just a shit lineup of movies.
Damn, Mary-Kay Letourneau. She was all right.
Yeah.
Good for that kid.
I mean, he waited, too. He waited for her.
She did things to him he couldn't believe. Me Letourneau.
He was 12.
Are you putting my pee-pee in your mouth? You want me to come on your cabeza?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
See.
She put his legs up, licked his little habanero.
Yeah, see. Yay.
So are they split? I mean, that's it?
I think she died.
She died?
Don't you fucking dare.
She died last year.
Yeah, it says before her death in 2020.
What did she die from?
Colorectal cancer.
Really?
Holy shit. Oh, dude.
Back when he was DJing.
That's when they had a perfect Benjamin Button cross access.
By the way,
in age.
You're absolutely right. That was it, dude. That was the perfect fucking crossover.
Yeah, dude. That's right. When it was that looks totally normal right there.
Well, she's still like she looks like a good-looking older. That's their kids. Damn. They're fucking adults.
So I didn't know she died.
She said she regrets the relationship now. Well, she said,
so she said it right before she died.
She was riddled with guilt about her relationship.
Wow.
But did they split before she died? Or were they married until she died?
I think they split.
Oh, she had 4 children already when they hooked up.
She didn't know the relationship was illegal, she claimed, until she died.
Well, she was cheating.
She thought
cheating.
It was illegal to fuck a 12-year-old.
But she was cheating on her husband and she had 4 kids, it said.
Where'd you see that? I missed that.
The disgraced teacher was married and had 4 children when she began a relationship with the boy.
Oh, okay. Claimed 2 years before death she didn't know the relationship was illegal. If anyone had told me there's a specific law that says this is
Yo.
A crime.
Yo.
Oh, my God. That is a set of balls.
Wait,
right
you go back up there because you see the first? Like, had I known... If anyone knows my personality, just the idea this would count as a crime. If someone told me, I wouldn't have done it. If there's a specific law that says it's a crime. To fuck a 12-year-old.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I don't think the Bible's even cool with that.
Even no, yeah. After Letourneau's death, her victim-turned husband stayed in contact and reportedly told a friend he lost a piece of himself when she died. He loved her through and through, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
Jesus.
She funded his DJ shit.
Yeah, look at this. There he is in court. Being like,
first, she would hold my butt like D, and then she turned me and put my penis in her mouth. And then I would, how you say, fucky? I would make fuck to her face. Is that how you say? Make fuck to her face? And then she want me to put inside her vagina. And then we make baby, I think. I don't know. Either way, I got an A in social study, and that's pretty good.
By the way,
my father didn't kick my ass that night.
My father was proud, huh?
That's my son. Yay.
Wait a minute.
Fucking La Blanca.
How old was she when she started banging him? 30?
I don't know. 4 kids
because
30.
Dude, I was going to say, dude,
snooter.
She's already... Yeah, she already...
She died at 58.
So she was 36.
I've always had a passing 36. Interest in numerology.
So she was probably like, at the time of them fucking, she was like 34 or something probably.
God damn, 4 kids. That's still young, dude, for 4 kids.
It's a lot. She hated them so much.
But then she had more kids with him.
Yeah. What cool half Latino kids.
Man, dude, That's a lot. That's
a
lot of work.
Madre, I don't like when your white keys come over. They always treat us like we're different.
They don't want to play with any of our wooden toys. They don't like when we go outside and we make crafts together. They say they want to play video games. I don't understand. We just want to skateboard and listen to outdated heavy metal.
And Marcy. And Marcy, don't forget Marcy.
Also, I don't listen to Marcy. You shut your mouth.
Yes, that is boy. Fucking wild, bro.
Rip up that pussy, my boy.
Yeah.
Yes. You get the... Oh, I used to know the word for teacher in Spanish.
I know. I don't know any Spanish words anymore.
Professor.
No, it's not the one I'm thinking of. Maestro.
Maestro?
Maestro? What is
Maestro.
Lou was right.
And there's another one, though.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, there you go.
I'm a bilingual guy.
I'll be right back. I got to go take
By the
a
way,
whizzy.
Everyone's laughing. El Maestro. You're just going to go pee in the middle of the show?
I got to go pee. Is that okay?
It's a crazy thing I've ever seen a co-host do.
Is it crazy?
By myself.
Dan
yeah.
would never do that.
I'll take... That was a wild thing you almost just did right there. I'm talking to only you.
I got
to
pee really bad.
Go pee really bad. I'll take a break.
No. I'll wait.
I have reads.
It's actually time.
Okay.
It's a good time.
Oh, it is a good time?
Yeah, go take a sis.
I thought it was okay to get up and go sis in the show.
It crazy. Is when Dan's here.
Swear to God in my life, never heard of anybody doing that in my entire life.
Really?
Howard Stern did it once. It's a classic bit.
Really? Are you serious?
Swear to God.
I'm used to podcasting, I guess.
Yeah. He goes, hey, pause it for a second.
Yeah.
Hey, for you out there driving, Jay's going to vamp a little bit. Hello, my ragtime gal.
I forgot it was live.
Hey, do more of that too. Hey, do more of that too. Do more of the Hispanic kid fucking the teacher. I'm going to go make sis. We'll be right back. We're hanging out with Joe DeRosa all day. It's almost over the show. Son of a bitch. We'll be back for a few more minutes. Until then, this is still going to be the bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.